You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Thursday evening, March 19, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Solugenix SNGX highlights high BRYTE clinical data in peer-reviewed journal publication. Solugenix highlights the clinical data of high BRYTE in a peer-reviewed journal publication. The therapy's safety profile, non-mutagenic mechanism, and efficacy for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma are showcased. The ongoing FLASH 2 Phase 3 trial is progressing, with interim analysis expected in the second quarter of 2026. Solugenix is a biopharmaceutical company focused on rare diseases, developing innovative treatments to address unmet medical needs.
VGTEL Inc. releases follow-up EEG study results, establishing baseline for consciousness research integrated with UAP and astronomy initiatives. VGTEL Inc. releases follow-up EEG study results, establishing a baseline for consciousness research integrated with UAP and astronomy initiatives. The baseline EEG data powers VGTEL's AI-driven model, linking consciousness, astronomy, and UAP analysis into a unified research framework.
Mining news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. highlights new Craigmont thesis supporting porphyry potential. Nikola Mining Inc. highlighted a new thesis supporting the porphyry potential of its new Craigmont copper project. The study redefines the historical Craigmont deposit as a porphyry-linked skarn system, identifying indicators for a nearby porphyry center. This development reinforces the company's exploration model, focusing on target areas like West Craigmont and zones east of the historical mine as it progresses toward its 2026 exploration program. More activity and less sitting may reduce risk of hypertensive disorders in pregnancy. New research suggests that pregnant women can reduce their risk of hypertensive disorders by 30% through less sitting and more light physical activity. A study of nearly 500 women found that limiting sedentary time to 8 hours a day and engaging in 7 hours of light activity, along with adequate sleep, could significantly lower the risk. More research is needed to explore these findings further. Mission IR News Breaks. Solugenix Inc. highlights high-bright clinical data in peer-reviewed journal publication. Solugenix Inc. announced the publication of clinical data on high-bright TM in a peer-reviewed journal, showcasing its safety profile and efficacy for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The therapy's non-mutagenic mechanism supports its potential as a first-line treatment option. Solugenix is progressing with its ongoing Phase 3 trial, with interim analysis expected in Q2 2026. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
As global gold and silver demand remains strong, Lahontan Gold Corporation advances toward production. Mobilizes second drill rig at Santa Fe. Global gold and silver demand remains strong as Lahontan Gold Corporation advances toward production at the Santa Fe mine in Nevada. The company is mobilizing a second drill rig to focus on unexplored areas. With a strong history in mining and promising future potential, Lahontan aims to bring the Santa Fe mine back into operation by late 2026 or early 2027. In that regard for me, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.